99.9 Radio USA. I love a rainy night. That's Eddie Rabbit. 1981. 34 years ago today, that song was number one. It's Six Below. And it's 6:51. It's Scott Hansen with Weird News. It's brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. Talk about a wardrobe malfunction. A Tennessee man is in the hospital nursing a gunshot wound and thinking about how he maybe would be more careful the next time he takes off his pants. William Rood was getting undressed, took off his pants without taking his .25 caliber pistol out of his front pocket. The gun went off and shot him in the chin and the nose. What'd you think I was going to say? He was airlifted to a nearby hospital, and he is expected to recover, and they say it really could have been a lot worse. How about this? Two Ohio men who called 911 after being robbed by a gang of sword-wielding teenagers are now behind bars themselves, and the teenagers are roaming free. Cops say they arrived at a Taco Bell parking lot where the two men were waiting to give a description of the assailants and soon figured out that the two men were actually drug dealers and the teens stole their weed. Cops say one of the men got into a car with the teens, who pepper sprayed him and swiped his $80 stash. He and his buddy are charged with trafficking marijuana. And finally, talk about a happy meal. A McDonald's employee in Pennsylvania was arrested for allegedly selling something that wasn't on the menu, not the dollar menu, not any menu, heroin. Theodore Upshaw, age 28, was arrested after a narcotics informant allegedly bought the drug from Upshaw in the parking lot of a McDonald's in Murrysville, Pennsylvania. The informant said he had previously bought heroin inside the fast food joint. According to police, Upshaw had recently served time in prison for selling drugs and got the job at McDonald's after being released. He was charged with possession of heroin, possession with intent to deliver, and delivery of heroin. That is your Weird News this morning. It's 6:53.
After 37 straight years as America's best-selling truck.